It's 8 minutes past seven and Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. If ever there was a photo to tell a story in the news, it has to be Liam McBurney's, which appears in several of the papers this morning. It's from the funeral in Donegal yesterday of mother and daughter Natalie and Ella McLaughlin, who died in a car crash last Wednesday. Ella was six, and the picture shows her coffin being carried by three women. They're dressed in black and grey. Two have their eyes cast down, while the pallbearer in front, closest to the camera, is leaning her head against the side of the coffin. Her eyes are closed, her face is drawn, and she is the image of abject loss. That's on the front page of the Irish Times. The front pages of this morning's papers are quite varied, actually. The Irish Independent's main story is that the new system for flagging scam texts is causing confusion. That's because it's putting the likely scam label on legitimate texts like sports tickets, verification codes, and most confusingly, hospital appointment alerts. The Irish Sun's front page shows a large photo of a man with a white beard and a rust-coloured top walking the streets of Dublin. The paper says that this is Brian Meehan, who was convicted of murdering Veronica Guerin in 1996. It says he was photographed recently while on day release from prison. The front page of the Examiner carries the news that the Bossa Cour order has opened its archives to allow forensic experts to review files from the Tuam mother and baby home. This comes in advance of the dig, which is about to begin on the site where almost 800 babies died. The Star's report on that is accompanied by a photo of Anna Corrigan at the site. She's discovered that she had two older brothers born there and she hopes she might find the remains. Her picture is also in the Times under the headline, "They've been crying a long time to be found." Still with the front pages, the main story in the Belfast Telegraph is that AI is being used by the PSNI to identify masked rioters in Ballymena lately. The PSNI says it doesn't use AI for facial recognition. However, if a rioter later takes off their mask and are photographed, the police say AI analytics allows them to track them masked during the riot. The Mail's front page highlights opposition politicians asking if Micheál Martin changed his flight schedule back from Japan to make it to the Cork-Dublin match in Croke Park, and if so, how much extra did it cost? The paper says Micheál Martin denies switching flights so he could get to the match and that the reason was to avoid any risk of flight cancellations due to the conflict in the Middle East. Elsewhere in the Mail, Brenda Power is writing about the new Jenny's Law, where potential victims are entitled to know if their partners had previous convictions for domestic or sexual violence. Brenda Power says it won't provide justice to Jenny, who was murdered by a boyfriend who kept his previous conviction secret. However, she says the new law could save lives. But the Irish Times front page reports that the Department of Justice says the new law could put women at risk. They say an abuser has a right to be told if information about them is being shared and that this could trigger abuse and violence. Further down the Irish Times front page, there's an ad for a sit-down chat with Barack Obama. Not on your own, but with a few thousand others in the Three Arena. The Sun says if you do want to see him on his own and have the chance of getting your picture taken with him, it'll cost you €2,000. Another public sit-down chat featured in the papers this morning was with Roy Keane in Cork last night. Reporter Dennis O'Donoghue from The Examiner was there and says that one of the biggest laughs of the night was when Roy Keane talked about getting the new manager job in Sunderland. He said he spent the first hour just spinning excitedly in his new leather chair.
A very Ted Lasso. Thank you, Ronan Kelly.